For thy name is mighty and great. As we enter into the tabernacle to bless you and to praise you, we come before you, our Abba, with our limbs open unto you, our minds prepared to receive truth. We ask you in the precious promise and the hope, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, that you pour down your mighty HaKodesh Ruah in the midst of this assembly and gathering today. Those that are listening live via by the live stream on the internet, and every home that is represented, every gathering in the home, I pray for them that your mighty power will fuel every place today, that you will pour out a great unction from the Shemayim, and that the heart of each one will be filled with the mighty power of your truth, the great understanding of your deliverance, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that the power of our great Redeemer in Yeshua HaMashiach, it lives and it is alive. And it is not based upon some religious practice, some form of homily, but is based upon the revelation, the light, the Ruah of your Torah. HaMashiach did not establish a new religion. He came to make known the fullness of the power of Yahweh through the truth of Torah. And for that we thank you and we bless you. We rejoice in our hearts. We, with an exceedingly gladness, esteem you today, lift you up, that we are able to come into the tabernacle and to shout hallelujah way, and to esteem the majestic power, the light, and the truth of our Abba. For that we thank you. We do praise you. We do esteem you and lift you up. Touch us all today here. Those that are in great divisions, pastors like Pastor Babu, they're in a nation like India with such abject poverty that it is beyond the comprehension of man to understand, especially we that live in this nation of America. Men like Elder Martin, they're in Kenya. Great afflictions, poverty and drought in a nation. Bare minimum substance to simply subsist from day to day. I pray for his strength, your mighty anointing upon him, and all the brothers and sisters that we have heard from India, from Nigeria, from Ghana, from every country, from the islands of the sea. We pray for them, that you bless them this day. Those that are in great afflictions, we pray your strength and anointing rest upon them in a mighty way, that you assure them in all of their afflictions. Because Yeshua HaMashiach declared that if we suffer with him, and his purpose was to please Yahweh, then we shall reign in the height and the pinnacle of the kingdom of Yahweh. So bless them. Give them strength. Those in this nation that are going through great hardship, great travailing trials, I pray for them, your strength to fill their heart, that they will trust you above all things, and wait upon you in the midst of a darkened generation, a mindset that is adamant against you, that despise you, that has no love for you at all. Yet in the midst of that, there is a bright glimmer and a shining amber of hope. We sense and hear from the young daughters of Zion that are pure and desire to know you. The young men that you have transformed their hearts, revolutionized their life. We pray for them. We pray for this gathering here today, that we remove every obstacle, every sin that caused us to regress and transgress against the Torah. We curse it by the roots. We cast it out. We cleanse our flesh and our ruach from all filthiness of our own flesh, that we may perfect the purity and the set apartness of your way in the sight of men. Those that listen, Sister Pamela, I do pray for her. Give her strength in her trial in this hour. Sister Catherine, keep her, I pray, Abba. The young men like Brother Noel there in England, I pray for his strength. The young brother, Brother Flemings, down in Florence, South Carolina, I pray that you restore him and revive him. We bless you for Brother and Sister Heath and the children, Bicker in Canada. We ask you to bless Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, and Alex to strengthen them today. Touch Sister Tucker and the children. I pray for the strength of her husband, Brother Ron Tucker, and all those your way, those that will join with us today in service in this tabernacle that listen. Give them strength, I pray. Touch them. Sister Hawkins there in Jamaica, I bless you, that you bless her with great strength. We do pray for the assembly in Miami, Florida, the disciples of Yahshua in Miami. I pray for that assembly, and the avenues of that fellowship will be opened greatly your way. We ask you for that. The pastor in New Jersey, we pray you strengthen him in the gathering today, that his knowledge will become fruitful and his understanding will be opened up. Bless Elder Baker, Pastor Amdi, Pastor Hunter, Pastor Brown. We pray for them all, Pastor Joy, and we ask you to strengthen Elder Yaakov, Elder Basil. And do pray for the chaplain that the doors will be open, and that the doors of that system will be open, that the young men here may go and speak with great boldness and confidence to men that are in shackles and chains of bondage. I pray that you open that avenue expediently for the work of the kingdom. We bless you today and we thank you for all things. Cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts, that we may serve you in the righteous fashion. We ask it all in the mighty hope and the precious promise of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. And we thank you for that perfect redemption by the blood, by the impelling and death of the precious Lamb of Israel. In all things we bless you. We thank you, Abba, and we worship you. And all the saints cried, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah.
For thy name is mighty.
Hallelujah, way.
And we do enter into this tabernacle to worship you. We pray that the fullness of your anointing and your power will fill this place your way. And that the assurance of the hope in Yahshua HaMashiach would resonate in every heart of the true believers. For we have truly been purchased by the atonement of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And for that we're very thankful. We know that we are purged from all of our transgressions and all of our Torah-less ways. For we love you today and we thank you. And speak to us today by the power of your truth. And give us great deliverance as you have always delivered your people from every time and season. As you have unleashed the powers of darkness to go forth and to identify every day those that are against your Torah. So we bless you today and we thank you. Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. And we do praise you and give you great esteem. And we love you, Abba. Bless those that are listening by the live stream. Cause every heart to hear and to rejoice. We ask all in Yeshua's mighty name. And all the saints cried, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to them, I bless you today, my friend. And I need you as a friend. And that's the truth. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time and a tremendous, spectacular hour to be in. For the great revelation of His truth to be poured out in such a dynamic way that it caused the transformation of a man's entire being. Not just the inward part, his heart or his mind. But his outward part represent the righteous government and the power of Yahweh's rule in the inward part. And so that one walks in a true government and a true law. And that one is not lawless. Yahweh never created us to make us lawless. There are restraints. And there must be a conforming and a transforming. So we will not have our own purpose established. It is Yahweh's purpose that must be established at no other purpose. So it's important that we understand that and that we know that. Because if we don't, then we open ourselves up to every kind of vile thing there is and every kind of corrupt thing that is imaginable. And that is why we can see the things that are happening in the nations of the world today, because it is a mind that has been diluted. It is a mindset that is controlled by powers of darkness, and they are real whether you believe that or not. We certainly have a great respect for those that we think we love and do not want to think that they can be succumbed to that nature. It's not so. They're given over unto the rule of darkness. When a man does not follow the principles of Yahweh, then woe unto him. I'm going to continue on the message that I began on last Shabbat. I believe that it's vitally important to understand all truth. We must understand that Yahweh governs everything. Even the powers of darkness, their subject unto him. And he permits them to go forth. He allows them because he declares unto us that the wicked, or those that are wicked, they are the sword, or that is a people that constitute the sword of Yahweh. And so he permits this to go forth that he may identify every fruit, everyone that is of him, and those that are not of him. So can the powers that be, the powers of darkness, can they perform miracles? Is that the true essence of our faith, some power of miracle, working, miraculous sign or wonder? I will identify the most profound wonder that has ever been placed upon the face of the earth. And that is HaMashiach. For 3 days and 3 nights, he was in the belly of the earth. And on the third day, as the word of Yahweh commanded him, he got up with all power in his hands. Now, why must miracles and signs be performed in this hour by the hand of Yahweh as it has been? Because Yahweh is dealing with an adulterous, paganized, vile generation of unbelievers that trust nothing, no one, not even the word of Yahweh. So he's dealing with a people that have no trust or confidence in anything at all. And although he showed us miracles, profound, miraculous things, that does not cause one to believe and to trust Yahweh. It doesn't make one have great confidence in Yahweh. Because if that is the case, then everyone that was affected by Yahshua HaMashiach would have followed the principles of the Torah of Yahweh. There were 10 leopards. He healed all 10. Only one came back with an attitude of appreciation that truly this is the sign of the mighty Creator. Does this generation believe in signs? Sure they do. They look for signs. Why? Because it is a repugnant, wicked, vile, unscrupulous generation. It is not a generation that is led by the power of Yahweh's Ruah. It is led by the power of demonic or the strength of the devil, because he has power to do so. It was delivered unto him. It was given unto him by the hand of Yahweh, that in this hour there shall be many deceived by the pseudo-prophets and the pseudo-anti-messiahs. You will know that one is anti-messiah when they reject Torah teachings. And this is a generation that rejects Torah teaching. The whole principle of Christianity is based upon rejection of Torah teaching. And that's the truth, whether we receive that or not. But that is the truth. And I will show us today. I do want to be meticulous today and scrupulous. I want to take my time. And that's something difficult for me to do, because I understand the urgency of time. I understand the opposition against Yahweh, and it opposes everything that is of truth. And I do know that Shaitan was the most subtle one in the garden, and he has a subtle way of alluring you, seducing you, deceiving you to a place of comfort, that we began to take solace, a comfort in our own strength and our own ability. We have only one sure confidence, and that is the word of Almighty Yahweh. I want to reiterate a couple of verses of scripture. Hear this. It says in Dilyarna, Revelation 16, verse 14. Yochanan said, for these are the spirits of devils working miracles. Simeon. They're working profound miracles in the earth today. And we find more so out of what we call Protestantism, this Simeon or this power of seancing, and that is all it is. They're conjuring up powers of darkness, powers of hell by the spirits of demonic forces, and we see the mighty miracles that are performed. You cannot walk in the Torah of Yahweh, in his truth, when you reject his mizvahs, the principles of his government. These are the principles of Yahweh's government. And the Shabbat is a part of that. And his name is the essence of his mizvah. And you cannot reject that and say you're walking in the power and the dynamics of Yahweh. Now tell me what power these forces of darkness were operating in. Scripture said they had power to perform miracles, to work Simeon, which go forth in unto all the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them to battle against that great day. And we're in this hour of that great day. Man battles against the mitzvah of Yahweh, his name, his Torah truth, his principles, his statutes, his guidance, his ordinance. He battles against that continuously. And the Torah of Yahweh is synonymous with his name. I was listening this morning as people were testifying. They thank God for the Lord God. They thank God. It is so absurd, the testimonies. It has no strength. It doesn't even radiate in a knowledge of who this God is they're talking about. Who is the God of the world that Shaul wrote about? If the message of this Torah, what message was Shaul preaching? He was said unto them, this message of the fulfillment of the Torah, and the light and the power of the Torah revealed, it must come by HaMashiach. And if this message is hidden from you, he is the fullness of the power of the Torah. It is the God of this world hath blinded your mind, unless the power of this message shine through and you are delivered. And that is the message. Everything had to be based and predicated upon a foundational truth. Those men could not come with some truth that had no basis. Your children did not come with some truth that had no basis. It was all based upon Torah. He read from the Torah. He acknowledged the prophets. He understood the very travailing of David and Solomon. He understood the battle of Noah. He understood all those things. So there was no written scroll but the Torah and fragments of the prophets and David. So he had to extrapolate from a written established law, and it certainly was based upon, quote, this demonic control religion called Christianity, unquote. It cannot be. I will show you today, brothers and sisters. So these are powers of demons. He saw three unclean spirits, and this is the power of that Trinitarian doctrine. It has been predicated in Catholicism. It is the power of the pantheon religion of Rome. That is what we see rising today. This beastly satanic government. This beastly satanic economical system. And this beastly system that brings forth pseudo prophets. For they prophesy in the name of a pagan deity and not in the name of the one that was commissioned and commanded by Yahweh that he will bring men to the light of his truth. Yahweh is everlasting. And his Torah is the only thing that makes us free. And that is what HaMashiach came to do, to show us the power of that Torah. And it makes us free. It delivers us from every yoke, every shackle of our flesh. We have a constitution that is greater than the United States Constitution. We have a constitution that transcends every ethnicity, every nationality, every race, every nation. And that is the Torah of Yahweh. It transcends every element. And it will not be subject to America's constitution or the Iranian constitution. Or the Iraqis or the Afghans. His constitution is only subject to him. And he is the power of it. And Yahweh cannot lie. So his constitution is truth. So we see these unclean powers that have come forth out of this Trinitarian three gods. There is only one. And HaMashiach is the very heart, the expression of Abba Yahweh. He and Yahweh, he said, we are Ekat. We have one accord. Our purpose is one. There are no three of us. It's one. It is one. I don't care what the Trinitarians say and the apostolic say. There is only one. For Yahweh Almighty, our Abba, he is one. It is just much misinterpretation of Scripture. It has been passed on down by the relics of Christianity. We have held fast to those tenets, and we have lost the perspective of what Yahweh is trying to reveal unto us. And so the revival of this religion, this pantheon religion, Roman Catholicism, we see it because it has its birth in the Roman Empire. Under the power of the ruling Constantinianites and the Roman powers of great strength. And it's one thing that you control the subject, you must have a form of religion. Yahweh gives us a pure Torah to guide us to His presence and to bring us with the heart of thanksgivings that we are glad. We're very appreciative that He has opened up this light unto us, that we will know the Creator, Yahweh, separate from all gods. All gods are pagan, they are beastly fiends, and every god is a dog. And I say that emphatically because Yahweh, the mighty Creator, Abba, He is not a god in the sense or the definition as to what we call a god. His name alone expresses whom He is. He has power to raise up, power to take down, power to establish, and power to bring low, power to bring birth, and power to bring unto death. Only one. Cannot be a multiplicity of them. And in Christendom we find every kind of God there is. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Protestantism, Lutherans. And that is just the truth. So these are powers of devils going forth into all the earth. First of all, they reside or take reign and power in the king. And when they take reign and power in the king, the heart of the king is in the hand of Yahweh. And as Yahweh turns the rivers, whatever way He wants to, can any man destroy the path of a river? Not a raging river. You cannot go to the Grand Canyon and destroy that. You cannot destroy the raging torrent turns of the Euphrates. You may try to go in there and alter that, but the rage of that river will overtake that little path. You understand? And so as He turns the heart of the king, and Yahweh has turned the heart of the kings over unto this pantheon of religious practices throughout every nation. And as far as those that say they are walking in pure Islam, they are flat out perverts and liars. They have no pure form, no more than Christianity. There's only one pure form, and that is the total revelation of Yahweh. And that is what HaMashiach came to give us. And so as the king goes, the nation goes. Scripture shows us that. And so America says we want us a great conservative Christian man. And so they elected Mr. Bush. It was put in their hearts to elect Mr. Bush. And Mr. Bush is a pagan, religious man of every kind of pagan practice. To him, those of Islam, the Muslims, the Unitarians, the Orthodoxy, the Shamans and all, they have a right, they have a special privilege with him. And that is the truth. And so these powers have gone forth to the kings of the earth. That's why these religious leaders, they love to meet with them. The T.D. Jakes, the Benny Hinn's, they love these leaders. And they take great aspiration that they have shaken the hand of a mere man. What is man? He's nothing but a lump of filthy clay. He's going to die. Mr. Long down there in Atlanta says that he converts and dialogue with Tony Blair. And with Mr. Bush. So he must drive a Bentley. They are corruptus, and they don't know the truth. He says again in Gilead, now I want to read this before I go forth. It's important to kind of retract somewhat to bring us up to snuff, as Granny would say. It says in Gilead, now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Yokohanan said, and I look in great astoundment. He said, I saw another beast come up out of the earth. And as I express unto us, this is that pseudo prophetic religious order that we see today that is spearheaded by the Roman Jezebel. And that's what we find today. This pseudo type of religion that is spearheaded by the rebirth of this Roman Jezebel. It seems right, doesn't it? Everyone says that they are Christians. I'm not a Christian. I'm a believer of His truth. HaMashiach is the hope of the mighty truth of Yahweh. He says, I saw these two horns, this pseudo-type kingdom, the pseudo-type power. It was like a lamb. He saw it come up out of the earth. This beastly political system, this anti-Messiah system. There's a system that is against your way. How do you know? Because Christianity, the strength and its stronghold, it is anti-Torah. It is anti-messianic. It was predicated upon that. I want to read some historical things after this, before I go. Because I want to show you the deception of hell. They have the power to deceive. Every religion, do you hear me? Every God, every form of a God, his strength with his people was always to perform miracles, and they could see signs and wonders, and they were pleased by that. I want to read you testimonies of some of the most pagan religions of the world, and people testifying about great miraculous healings, delivering from cancer, walking and never walk, but their God or their saint that they pray to. And these testimonies are documented. Not like these men say they're laying hands on people and they're raising from the dead. But I'm talking about testimonies that are documented. They have verification. Do you understand? So this Roman sector, this rising of this power that we see it in America today, and it comes in the form of the deception, pagan Jezebel that has spring forth from the mother of all harlots, and that is Christendom. I believe that Islam is a tenet of her birth to carry out the massive murderings and the killings and the bouldering of people without any cultures at all. Has the Catholic whorehouse done that? Has she killed and destroyed? Has she shown her rage? And who was able to stop her? Were the kings all in compliance with her? Would they not try to do anything to stop her? Nothing at all. She had the seal of the land. She was the power of the land. And we see this thing we call Christendom. It has spread its tentacles in every part of the world. And they say that the people are blessed. No, the people are not blessed. They're brought into greater bondage. You have a few of those that are the hierarchy of the pinnacle of the religious structure. That they are rich and they're powerful. But they're not men that carry the truth. This is a fictitious power. And that is what these horns represent, a strong strength of power. You look at beastly animals, when you see a goat, and the one that has the greatest strength, you will know because you look at the horns. You will see. You look at the beast of the field, the cow. The cow that has the bigger horns, everyone knows. And when that cow say move, they all move. And so that is what these horns, these kingdoms, represent this kind, this ecclesiastic form of religious practice and this economical power that only one religion of the world controls it. It is not Islam, although they have the oil in the Arabic nations. Islam does not control the flow of the oil. But this Roman Jezebel, she controls everything. Her buying power is like no one else. And so we see the resurrection of this kingdom, this Roman entity, and the power of the strength, the scepter of this Roman Jezebel. The strength is an ecclesiastic order, and the kings of the earth are all under her. Every king of the earth will testify to some religion, will it not? Whether it's Shintoism, Buddhism, yoga, Hinduism, Islam, Muslims, it makes no difference at all. Sunni, whatever it is, Shiite, they all have a religion. And so do the masses of the world. Black religion, white religion, Jewish religion, family tradition, family religion. But it doesn't yield for the strength of Yahweh. So these are powers. He beheld this lamb, this false identity, and he spoke as Shaitan. Well, how do I know how Shaitan speaks? He blasphemes the name of the Creator. He has done all he could to blaspheme that name, to keep it obscured, to keep it hid, that people would not know it. And what has he used? There's only one form of the earth that he has used to hide that more than anything, and that is the religion we call Christendom. It has done everything it could to hide the truth of Yahweh. I want to read you something by one of the most profound reformers in the generational time that we have known to admire and to expect or to have great accolades of regard for him. I want to read a statement from him out of his lips, all right? So I saw this, he spoke as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now we see this religious order. Listen to me. We see the resurrection of this religious order throughout the world. This Roman Jezebel spirit. This beastly spirit. This Christendom and this Catholicism power. And so we see the resurrection of the old pantheon religion of the Roman Empire. It's being resurrected today, brothers and sisters. You must have religion to control the minds and the aspects of people. How do you think that in the Islam world they control the people by the reading and the understanding of the Quran? So young boys at the age of 3 and 4, when they're able to decipher a few words, they memorize Quran verses. And you must know the entire Quran verse by verse. You can never become a mullah. You can never be a part of the cleric unless you know it. You must know it from front to back. And they spend hours each day, 8, 10, 12 hours. They have their madrasas and they teach them every day. And they're very vicious and they beat them and you must learn it. And so when it comes to the Quran, those of Islam, understanding the Quran and understanding what we call, quote, Bible, unquote, they know, quote, Bible better than the ones that call themselves Christians, unquote, that they know it. Because they must know it. And they do. And they understand the tenets of it better than those that classify themselves as Christians do, because they spend very little time trying to understand the tenets of the law. There's no such religion as Christianity. There's no one named Christ. He is a false identity. There's a Messiah. And his power comes from his Abba. Do you understand that? No Jesus Christ, no Crusoe, just HaMashiach. He is the Lamb of Yahweh. I hope that this is making sense to us. So he caused them to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was here. We have seen the demise of this Roman system. You must understand, as my heart was enlightened this morning, as I study and read and as I talk to my Abba, for some reason we think that this, when Yochanan began to see this, that this was a day and a time 1,000 years away or 10,000. That wasn't so. This began on that day, because that day he was in the last days. When HaMashiach gave up his Ruah on Calvary, we enter into the last days. What we enter into now is the last crucial, critical time of a trial that shall try the house of his Emunah, his faith, to prove whether his Torah, the life and the light of his Torah, has strength in them. It is a point of proving now. He's going to find out whether we are for him or against him. And the trial and the test of our Emunah, our faith, will prove whether we are for him or against him. And so he has allowed these powers of darkness to go forth. And they are performing miracles. Benihin, he is of his God, but he doesn't know Yahweh. Do you hear me? Or Roberts wasn't even faithful with his God, because he has turned to some big praying hands. We go to look into that and the depth of that. You understand? He got praying hands in front of his most prideful establishment that he's ever established. And that is an ill repute house of bewitching, causing the heart of man to be devised. The medical, pharmaceutical, pharmakeial, the God of darkness, Eclipius, that the minds of the people are twisted into a twisted form, that they have no faith, no understanding of what faith is, and they lose all perspectives as whom this Creator is. So these are powers of devils. They go forth in all the world, and they perform miracles. You cannot say that you're walking in Yahweh's true strength. We have all. Under the law of Christendom, we have done ignorantly. I can testify to that. Am I ashamed of it? I'm glad that I was not bewitched, where I would turn my heart away from Yahweh's truth as he began to speak by the power of his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And as the light of the pages were being revealed unto me, I am very thankful. I'm very glad. There were those that died waiting for the promise. They died in ignorance, but they knew that there was a great hope and a great promise. Had they come to the fullness of the knowledge? No, they did not. Had they had a glimmer of the knowledge? Sure, they did. But they did not know the fullness or the impact of this knowledge or this hour that Yahweh will reveal unto his remnant and only to his remnant. And so they go forth to deceive and to destroy. And to move men away from the principles of Yahweh, from the Torah of Yahweh. And that is what the Spirit is doing today. Can they deceive? Sure they can deceive. They can surmise and remove the man's heart away, the person's heart away from truth. The last one, it says in Matthew 24:24. This is what Yahshua said. He says, for in the last days or in this hour that we know that we're in the end of the time, he said, there shall arise pseudo Christ. Now I use that preference there instead of pseudo Messiah. There are going to be false ones that declare that they are anointed of their crucio, their Christ. He said there shall be false, and that is what he used there. He uses there, doesn't it? He said there shall arise false. So they're pseudo. They're pseudo Christ, ones that call themselves anointed, and there shall arise pseudo prophets. Now how do I know that they're false? They come in every name. But the only name they're given under the Shemayim whereby we must be delivered. And they're pseudo, they're false. He said, and shall show not some signs, but he identified the magnitude. Is this Hamashiach speaking in the text you're in? He said they shall show what kinds of signs? Great. That are so profound. That are so great in the magnitude. Unless you were there to see it, you could not understand it. Now that's what scripture says. He said they shall show great signs. Now, I want you to understand this. Because their signs are going to deceive many. I will show you one that did great signs and it did not cause many to love Yahweh. And he was of Yahweh. Can I show you that? Will you believe me if I show you in scripture? He said they shall show great signs. They shall do great wonders or signs, semeyan, the Greek expression semeyan, and wonders, terra, miracles, in so much that if it was possible, they would deceive and lead astray the very elect of Yahweh. They're going to be so profound, so powerful, that if it was possible, the very elect, the very remnant of the seed would be led away by it. Because it will mesmerize a man. It will take him beyond. We have these little charlatans, these little false, trivia men and women that have a little group like this and say, well, I laid hands on the old man and he raised from the dead. They have no power at all. None whatsoever. They have not the authority of Yahweh. They're casting out demons, but they're not casting out demons. They'll open one up to a power that is a little greater than the spirit that left out of them. Because why must they cast out today? Next week cast out another one. And next week something is wrong in their theology, isn't it? That's what theology does to you. I believe that if we keep the Torah of Yahweh, we keep that in our heart, no wicked thing, no unclean thing shall touch us or come nigh unto us, overtake us. It is either that the Torah is the truth or it's a lie. Listen to this. He says that they shall show great signs and great wonders. And if it was possible, now the very elect of Yahweh would be deceived. They would be taken under the power of that. Now are these pseudo-prophets and pseudo-Christs? They're anti-Messiah because the mitzvah of Yahweh, it is not a part of their dialogue. They will say, well, that is meant for the quote, Jews, unquote. Yahweh's constitution is meant for man. He did not just come to govern those that they call Jews, unquote. He came to govern a people. He brought a Hebraic people out of Israel. And those that he brought, I believe me, they were not a people there practicing what we call Judaism or Yahtuism. They were steeped in paganism and every form of religious practice there was. It was just only a little small group of them, a few little elders. And that's why when Moshe came unto them to say, who is this one that the forefathers have known? Who is he? Only they knew. They saw the decadence, the wickedness of the generation, the sinfulness, the abandonment of Yahweh. They saw that. And if you can't see that in this generation, because your mind is twisted, you're lost. You have no understanding of whom Yahweh is. Now, I want to show you something that is diametrically parallel to what I just read, what Hamashiach said. They shall deceive. If it was possible, now they shall deceive the very elect. He saw these unclean spirits go out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet, and this unclean thing that has come out of the mouth of Shatan. It comes out of the mouth of this religious whore. It comes out of the mouth of this prophet. It comes out of the mouth of the economical system. And he went forth to deceive the world and the nations of the world. And these powers that be have gone forth to deceive the world, to practice a form of religion, a sun pagan worship, a God worship that has nothing to do with Yahweh. And everyone has a God worship, a form of righteousness, but they deny the power of the Creator. They look right, they act right, they dress right, they talk religious, but they don't have the power. They don't have the power. They're not free. Hallelujah. Now, let me show an example here in Ma'ash Shalishiyam, the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 8. It says, and Stephen, he was full of, first of all, the power. He was full of faith and power. And it says here, only one other place where it used this. It says, and he did great wonders. Acts 6, verse 18. It said, he did great wonders, great miracles, great shemion among the people. Do you hear that? He wrought a mighty work among the people there in the house of Israel. He did something that was so profound and so wonderful that amazed the minds of the people. Look at this, brothers and sisters. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the libertines, the liberals today, the libertarians today, that's who they are, those of Cyrene and the Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia, and Asia disputing. They were disputing with Stephen. Now they saw the great signs. Do you understand that? But they wanted to argue with him. And what power you do this? What name you do this? He did not do them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not do them in the name of God or the Lord God Almighty. He did not do them in that name. He knew that Yahshua HaMashiach came to bring the fullness of the light of the Abba. It says in verse 10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom that, and the Ruah by which he spoke. They cannot fight against that. They cannot overpower the wisdom that he had. They cannot dethrone that Ruah or the power of life that was in him by their corrupt spirits. Look at this now. Then they, stubborn men, a stubborn generation, for stubbornness, for rebelliousness is as the sin or as the spirit of witchcraft. And stubbornness at iniquity, it is the same nature of idolatry. So they were stubborn. When you find yourself stubborn, you are full of idolatrous demonic power. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your age is. It's a stubborn generation. Your sons and your daughters are stubborn and wicked. He said, these stubborn men, they were rebellious because they did not want the truth. Listen now. Which said, we have heard him speak blasphemy words against Moshe and against Yahweh. Now that's what they said. They could not hear. Their ears were dull. They were blinded. They were ignorant men. And so they made this false accusation against him. And they stirred up the people and the elders. Have you ever found yourself doing that? And the scribes. And they came upon him and caught him. And they brought him to the council. And they set up a righteous witness. They set up false witnesses like they did with HaMashiach. Which said, this man, look now, cease not to speak blasphemy words against this Kodesh or set apart place. And the Torah. Not only does he speak against the body, but he speaks against the Torah. Now, can I ask you something today? You tell me that these religious superpowers, do they not speak against the Torah? They defy it, saints. They defy, brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? They defy Torah teaching. They defy it. So they accuse us. Now here he was now. How did Stephen work even those miracles but by the power of Yahweh? And yet I believe in the midst of all that he testified the great feats of Moshe and what Moshe did. They established false witnesses. You see, the miracles did not make them believe. Why is it that the world is going to believe? Do you know why they're going to believe? If I read it in scripture, why are they going to believe and receive this false religion today? Will you believe it? Will you retain it?
Will you not forget it? It's in the book. That we think we know and that we think we study. And we say we love reading, but we don't. The truths of Yahweh, they're not difficult. Don't tell me that's difficult right there. To give honor to His name, that's not difficult. To remember the Shabbat and keep it set apart, how difficult is that? Don't go out here and murder someone. Why would I steal from this man? Out of my daddy and my mama. What's hard about that? To don't establish any images of a God that you have perceived that is a God that will lead you what is in right and wrong. And don't make no graven images. Don't have no God before me. Don't have Christianity God before me. Don't have tradition God before me. Don't have a white God before me. Don't have a black God before me. Just let me alone be Almighty Yahweh. That's what he says. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And so here this man, you would think that even the elders seeing that they would be astounded. They were not. Because they knew that God could perform miracles. That is nothing that is a phenom. It is not beyond the realm of whereby the gods have done this. We need ear to hear. And we need to pray, Yahweh, give us ear to hear, understanding. We need that in this hour. It is not under the comprehension whereby gods are able to do this. I will read some testimonies recently. Let me move on the Father. And I will show you why they will believe the powers of hell when Yahshua said that these are pseudo-prophets and pseudo-Christ. And they shall go forth and they're going to deceive the world if it was possible. The great wonders and the great Simeons and the great tierras that they shall work, it will deceive the heart of many. And if I even submitted my people to that, if I take the power of truth from them, they would be deceived too. And that is the truth, whether you believe that or not. And these men are deceiving them by the millions. They are bringing them to their domes of death. Who is that Jezebel? Juanita Bynum. She's going to be in Atlanta. She has rented the Georgia Dome. And there will be 200,000 or 300,000 people there. And they will call themselves laying on of hand, casting out demons. I believe they'll do it too. I have no problem with that. Because I know that they can't do that. Was Satan's kingdom divided, it will not stand. You must understand that HaMashiach knows that his kingdom is not divided. And if he casts him out, what is going to replace him anyway? Him. A power that is of a greater strength steps in. Instead of a principality, then a power of darkness stepped in. And you began to see the person become even more disillusioned. And become more entrapped in the under the power of the control of Shaitan, where they will reject Torah truth, where they reject Mitzvahs, the ordinance. And the more they become so ingrained in that, the more they reject it. They become very adamant. Well, I don't believe that. Your I don't believe means, doesn't mean worth a dropping of guinea poppy, plop. I'd rather have the guineas poop. You understand? At least I can use that to fertilize something. Your opinion means nothing. It brings no strength to you at all. Well, these are my opinion, and you're still broke. You're still hungry. You still have nothing. What is your wisdom? Nothing. It's not even worth that. There's only one profound truth, and that's the revelation of whom Yahweh is. And the hope and the promise that that one that hung there, being impaled, brings us light to the power of Almighty Yahweh. He said, if you believe this witness right here, you will say to the Abba, I believe what he did is right. I bless you for HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Hear this. So he calls these false witnesses and said he blasphemed against this place and against the Torah. Verse 14. For we have heard him say, listen now, that this Yahshua of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the what? Customs which Moshe delivered us. Now even Stephen showed them the power of Yahweh. Were there profound miracles with Moshe? And he did great wonders. Scripture said he did great profound wonders. And it doesn't even say that about Moshe. It doesn't say Moshe did great wonders. But everything that Yahweh does is great. It is beyond the analogous or the mind to analyze it and comprehend it. It takes his ruah to understand what he is doing in this hour. And so they said he speaks against the customs of Moshe. He is speaking against the Torah. He is saying that the Torah is not pertinent. It is not relevant unto us. Now that is the spirit of these lying false pseudo prophets, pseudo teachers, pseudo pastors. That's what they do today. But as for the old time, lies! Everything that Hamashiach did was based upon Torah. There was no Yokohana and Gileana revelation. He had Torah. And Stephen read from the Torah. And he spoke of the profound things that Yahweh did as he brought a rebellious, stiff-necked people full of witchcraft out of Egypt. And they turned around and did and broke the first Nisvat. They put a pagan deity before Yahweh. They made them a god. Shaitan was not wrong when he told Eve, the day you disobey Yahweh, you become like a god. You become a god. He said, the strength of your god power is that you know the difference between good and evil. What you say is good. Don't we all have our own good nature? We think we are good. Well, I'm good to everybody. I'm nice to everybody. I treat everybody good. And I'm so sweet to everybody. He said, you become as a god. You know, they're between good and evil. And tell me, this whole world today, everyone, you can go, even in this house right here, all one, every last one of you always say, well, I'm good about this, I'm right. And yet it's not according to Torah. It's not according to what you always say. It's not according to his statutes and his ordinance. Well, I'm nice. Who are you nice to? There's only one body. Because it's your son or your daughter, Jezebel, corrupt man, you pervert. Yahweh says, so much we have an opportunity to do good unto all men. But he prefers that, especially those of the body of the house of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Preach on, preacher. I'm going to preach to you. He said, so that's what this man said. He's going to change the custom of Moshe. And he's going to destroy the customs of Moshe. And he's going to destroy this place. Now you would think now. Now the next verse you would think they all fell on their faces, wouldn't you? It says, and all that sat in the council looked steadfast on him. And his face, as it had been the face of a Malach. Now why did Yahweh do that? When Moshe came down among that wicked house, among that house, his face shone as a brightness of the sun. And they saw the very transformation of this man. To let them know that this was the ministering power of Yahweh with him. His melach, his melekin are ministering powers of Yahweh. When Hamashiach was tried by the power of hell, he sent the melekin and they came and they ministered unto him. How long did Shatan leave him? For a season. He left him for a short time and believe me, he was right back on him. So if Hamashiach, this wicked thing we call Christendom, says that he was a man, then everyone, as their doctrine presuppose that everyone has a demon, then Hamashiach had to have one. They're ignorant, they're stupid. Their doctrine is full of hell. They're pseudo, they're false. You think I'm afraid to preach this way anywhere or before anyone to dispute men? These shallow men, I'm not afraid to dispute any of them. Not one bit at all. I wouldn't waste my time with them. Because I know what they are. They're perverts. They don't know the truth of Yahweh. So they saw this man's face change. They saw this countenance of this man change. You would think that they would have fled with fear. Nah. Yahweh didn't intend for them to do that. He's given them hearts to hear. He has blinded their hearts. He's given them eyes to see, but he's blinded their eyes to see. He's done that. Now, I want to show you something. I want to read this quickly. Listen quickly, please. Listen to it. This is a historical fact of the Reformation of Mr. Martin Luther. I want to read this and you all listen. Just listen. It's not going to take me but a few minutes. In the year of 1517, the Protestant Reformation is known to have been initiated when the German monk, Martin Luther, nailed his 95th theses to the door of Wittenberg Church. It is commonly thought that the basis of the Reformation was sola scriptura, or scripture only. The authority of scripture over that of church council and concepts of papal infallibility. Today, while calling themselves Protestant, mainstream Christianity continues to adhere to the pre-Reformation church tradition that it directs opposition to scripture. While Reformation did occur in the 16th century, the proclamation of it as being sola scriptura, only scripture in nature, is misleading. Very few Protestants have not heard of Martin Luther nailing the 95th thesis to the door of a church. Most have no idea what these theses address. They have been led to believe that the goal of Martin Luther was to reform, was to separate from the Catholic Church, and to replace it is now what we recognize as Protestantism. That is a tall tale of theology. Listen to this, please. The rejection of the Old Testament scripture by Martin Luther, the only scripture available to believers that walk and talk with Messiah, proved that the Reformation of his day was not based on Bible, a direct quote from Martin Luther's plane. Now, can I tell you this? Now, this did not come from an Assembly of Yahweh papers. It came from a very prolific, well-known Christian site in America today. Do you all hear me? Now, we're to read this now. And yet they still follow suit of what we call Christianity. These are the quotes of Martin Luther. Martin Luther says, quote, "We don't want to see or hear Moshe. How do you like that, my dear rebels? We say farther that all such Mosaic teaching denies the gospel, banish Christ, and annul the whole Testament. I now speak as a Christian for Christian, for Moshe is given to the Jewish people alone and does not concern us Gentiles and Christians." These are quotes from Martin Luther, the great reformer. He says, quote, "We have our gospel and New Testament. If they can prove from them that image must be put away, we will gladly follow them. If they, however, through Moses, will make us Jews, we will not endure it." So he says, because we have our images, if they can prove to us in the New Testament, that's what they call it now, we will put away our images, our Hail Marys and our dog gods. That's what they're dogs. They're not the Kiddushims of Yahweh. I like that word better than Saint Kiddushims, because it's Hebraic and it expresses the very heart of Yahweh. He goes on to say, listen to this, quote, "Therefore Moshe," he uses the word Moses, but Moses, "legislation about images and the Shabbat and what else goes beyond the natural law, since it is not supported by the natural law, is free will null, void, and specifically given to the Jewish people alone." So he says, Torah truth, the prophets, what they say has nothing at all to do with us rebels. They were rebels, they were reformers. For a rebellionist is as the sin of witchcraft. And when one opens itself up unto witchcraft, they are deceived. They are turned and led away. No, they turn. And they cannot receive truth. And Martin Luther was a power of hell. He was proliferated by darkness. He was brought forth out of a cauldron of hell. He was not the seal of Yahweh. His people, as Hamashiach said, Yahshua, he said, "Anything you ask the Abba in my name, that you believe the witness of me, he will give it." He said, "I must leave, but he's going to send you another comforter." And he said, that comforter was going to lead you into some of the truth. All truth. And your way is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. And Martin Luther is a pervert of hell. Christianity is a doctrine. Sure, there are tenets of every religion that are applicable. You can go to Islam. There are things that I had a Quran. I don't know if I still have it. I had the Quran for the purpose of study and to understand certain things of the Quran. Not for religious or strength in my Ru'ah. I don't know if I still have it. But I bought a Quran 20 years ago. And I used to read it. To understand the tenets of it. To understand certain aspects of the Quran. Sure, I did that. But there are things in the Quran as far as a natural law, a law. But they will thrill your heart. And that's the truth. It will bring enlightenment. That's what philosophy does. And that's just the truth, whether you want to buy it or not. It's just the truth. But Hamashiach came to lead us into all. Not some, but all truth. And that is the light, the fullness of the power of Almighty Yahweh, that there's no one else that is His equal. There's no one else can be expressed like Him. There's no one else that has the identity that He has. There is no God that has the identity that Yahweh has. And He wanted to come and make that emphatic for us to know, and that will be no doubt at all. Don't even try, is what He's saying. Don't even try to position yourself that way to think you are like Him. Don't even think on it. And that's what He came to tell us. Leads us into all truth. All truth, brothers and sisters. Not some, but all truth. Now listen to this. Near the end of his life, Martin Luther warned that those studying his word should, quote, read my earliest book very circumspectly. He goes on to explain, quote, I too was a monk and one of the right fanatics and raven papists. When I took up the matter against indulgence, I was so full and drunken, yes, so besot in papal doctrine that out of my great zeal, I would have been ready to do murder. He said, I was going to let you break the zeal I had for the papacy. He said, I was ready to kill. At least, I would have been glad to see and help that murder should be done. On all who would not be in obedience and subject to the Pope, even in the smallest word. Do you hear that? And he saw these two horns rise up. This papacy, Roman pantheon of gods. He saw this rise up, and he saw this economical power rise up out of the Mayans and the ruins of the Roman entity. And they will do just what Martin Luther said he had such zeal to do, to kill, and they will not obey every scintilla of the papist's response. Yahweh says, man shall not live by bread alone. It's what Hamashiach said. What word did they have when he said that? What word, what scroll did they have? Did they have the renewed covenant? They had the Torah and the prophets. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the Torah. And every word that the prophets testify to, because they testify to the power and the fullness of Yahweh. They said, not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds, it comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. He goes on to say, while Luther and others did achieve a certain degree of reformation, no reformation was necessary for the faithful remnant of his day. Not the faithful remnant. They knew. Those who kept. Isn't this amazing? Because it's out of a Christian sight. Those who kept the commandments. Now, I'm going to read the word, what they says. Okay. But it says, those that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, even through their names, many may not be recorded in history book. These are the written, this is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So those that remnant that knew about Yahweh and that had the faith of Hamashiach, they didn't need any reformation. They didn't need to be reformed. They already had it. This is what reforms you. This is what changes you. His mitzvot, His Torah, His commandments, His truth, His mission, mishpatim, His judgments is what changes your life. You're always known by His judgment. And so why is it today that the world is so steeped and consumed? And they are carried away with miracles. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. You know that we believe in the healing hand of Yahweh. We do not use the forms of the pagan gods of darkness, destroying of one's faith, to turn them to formakeyal instead of to faith. But what I'm saying, it is a pseudo power out here today. It is not of Yahweh. It is of the gods of hell. Let me show you something. Hear me, please, brothers and sisters. You that are listening by the live stream, you need to hear this. The powers of hell, of darkness, they're real. I want to show you something. I want to read this. Scripture says this. Do you all believe Scripture? I do. Shaul says unto the Kiddushims of Thessalonica, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says this. And verse 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Shaul says this. He says, I want to tell you something for the mystery of iniquity. Does it say that? Now we understand that is those that are Torah-less. And that's the true identity of the word. Those that do not honor and regard the Torah of Yahweh. He said, for the mystery of Torah-lessness does already work. Don't we see that today? They deny the Torah. They defy the fullness or the fulfillment of the Torah in Yahshua HaMashiach. So the mystery of the power of this Torah-less nation, their secretive, their Roman plan, their governments are secretive. He said this Torah-lessness society, it does not will but already work. Now if he said that in that day, it's working now. He says already working. Do you understand? He said does. It's already at the present time or it has a function now. If you say I'm ready, that means you're prepared. You have prepared yourself. You are suited for right now. So he says already it works. Not tomorrow, but already works. Only he who now let will let until he is taken out of the way. Only the guarding power of Yahweh, the Melach, the truth, the power of his Ruah that causes that to perform and allow it to deceive the minds of many until it is taken out of the way, it's going to perform even to a greater depth. Now who is doing this? I want to show you something here. Please hear me. It says in verse 8, and there and then shall the wicked one, the Torah-lessness one, the one that has no love for Torah, the wicked one shall be revealed, whom Master Yahshua shall consume with the Ruah of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now listen to this. We see this today. We see this pseudo-religion, the pseudo-prophets, their Torah-lessness. They walk in iniquity, they walk in wickedness, they are vile, seducing men. And Jezebel women arraign themselves like some harlot from hell. It says this in verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Shaitan, with some power, with all power. That's conclusive. With all power, dunamis, as these Christians like to use dunamis. They will say, you got the dunamis, you should have dunamis. Now that's what that word power in its Greek form is, dunamis. And with power, look at this now, and with signs, does it say that? It says with all power and with signs, shemiyan, transcending the ability or the common knowledge of man to understand that that's what these mirrors are going to be. And lying, deceiving wonders, tiras, wonders that are so profound that people will be taken by the deception of it. And they're taken by that today. These men that say they work the power of Yahweh and they reject the Torah, they're liars. You see the difference between Stephen and the one that Yahweh is sending this one to now. They didn't believe the miracles of Stephen. They did not receive that. Only the remnant, the true seed of Yahweh. Well, no. Because we're going to look for that name. The true name. We're going to look for that Torah revelation. And without that, there's no more than a part of the pantheon of gods. I want to read you some stuff. Every kind of lying wonder. Look what he says in verse 10. And with all deceit. I know it said deceivableness there, but with all deceit and unrighteousness in those that are perishing. And they're perishing. Why? Because they receive not the ahava, the love of the truth, that they might be saved. They will not receive the love of Yahweh's truth. They reject this, his mitzvot. They reject his Torah. They reject his standard of living. They reject his ordinance of life. They reject that. And they're going to perish. Yahweh is sending this. It is his hands.
He is allowed the lying wonders, and they're working these lying wonders in every kind of religion there is. Protestantism, Catholicism, Islam, Hinduism, everyone. They're testifying of their miracles. They have been proven by doctors that one was sick with cancer, 3 days to live, and yet the imam laid his hands on her or him, and they were raised. The cancerous disease was gone. Many testimonies in every kind of religion. That's the seal of any God. That is the proof. That is why Pharaoh said to Moshe, "What sign do you have? I know the gods, because I'm a God. I'm the King of Kings." Pharaoh was the King of Kings on the earth. There was no Pharaoh like him. So show me a sign. I am a God. What Shaitan said, he wasn't deceiving them. He was just a liar. It was the work to deceive them from the Torah, from the truth. What? When one is bewitched, they cannot understand. They cannot obey. And they cannot do the fullness of Yahweh's Torah or His truth. O foolish Galatian, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the Torah, the truth, that you should be turned away? So he bewitched the minds to turn them away from Torah. So he bewitched them with lying signs and wonders that they will not adhere to the Torah. Yahweh's name, do you all hear me? It is vital to His kingdom. His Son came in His name to establish the power of Yahweh's kingdom. And when it's all finished, He said, "Look, Abba, all of this is unto you. And even myself, I'm going to submit to you." Now that's what it's all about. And so what Shaitan has done, Yahweh has given him power. He has given him rule over this earth. And he has sent forth these pseudo-prophets in this form of Christendom and Islam and all kinds of religion. You think he respects Christendom more than he respects Islam, or Islam more than he respects Buddhism? There's no such thing as Christendom. It is a made-up hybrid word. It is a made-up religion. We are the believers of Yahweh. What's wrong with that? We are the followers of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We worship our Abba in Ruah and in truth. And HaMashiach is the witness of that truth. What's wrong with that? I'm not a Christian. I've never liked the word. So He sends us the great witness today. He says it's a great miracle. And then that's the hearing of the word of truth. That's the hearing of His word. He sends us the great witness. Miracles do not enhance faith. It is the hearing of the word that strengthens faith. If they saw Stephen do that, they should have been on their bellies eating dust. The 9 lepers that were healed of their leprosy, they went away and thought about their lives. They're going to party. They're going to do their filth. So don't tell me miracles turn one to Yahweh. He brought them out with a mighty hand. Moshe, this mighty man of Yahweh, stood and the east wind blew and the waters just... Can you imagine that? He took his time on that one to make sure that they would just see that. 40 years, their shoes never got bad on their feet. Their clothes, never. And he caused the Red Sea to just... The winds blew. And they went through dry shod. And he allowed Pharaoh's army to prance upon them, and they were all drowned. And they could get to the other side and shout and rejoice. They knew they had the victory. Did that change their heart? Not one bit. That's the only thing that changes a man's heart. He must know the truth. It's the truth. When a man has the power of truth, he can die. Without that, you have nothing. I don't care what the miracle is. I don't care what you heal of. Do you understand that? The healing was the most important thing. The healing came with the truth. It came with the knowledge of the truth. It came with the revelation of the truth. Because if we obey the truth, we will not walk in the condition that we are in. Yahweh is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, he's going to reap it. And that's just the bottom line. Period. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.